Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I get asked a lot of questions, as you can imagine. And these days, I would say most of them are about mortgages. Literally last night, I'm walking down the street and someone in my neighborhood yells, "Should I go fixed or variable?" If your mortgage is set to renew, or if you're just kind of wondering like what you should be doing in this day and age, you might be considering shopping around for a different deal, a better deal. So what do you do if you've got the itch to switch? Clay Jarvis is NerdWallet Canada's personal finance expert. He's here to talk about some of the things one should consider. Hello there, Clay.
Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
Some mortgage insight is evergreen and it's relevant for years and years, and some is point in time. So I'm going to timestamp this conversation to say that we're taping it on January 31st, 2023, so people have that context if they're listening to that 10 years down the road. I want to start off with the questions one should ask if they have in their mind, like, geez, maybe I should switch. What supplementary questions would you ask them to help guide their thinking?
Well, I guess my first question I would ask them is, what do you stand to benefit from this? Switching lenders can always sound like a good idea, but until you actually look at your mortgage, look at what your current lender is offering in terms of a renewal, you really have to weigh the benefits. You know, is it going to be worth the hassle of finding a new lender? Is it going to be worth the fees that you might have to pay? It's not always just a cut and dried answer of, oh, a new mortgage is going to be better for me. You really have to dig into the details of the rate, of the details of the product, prepayment penalties, and find out what you're comfortable with for your next mortgage.
There is a difference. I wish there weren't, but there is a difference in terms of whether people renew at the lender that currently holds their mortgage or they choose to go somewhere else. What are some of the things that people should know about that if they decide to look outside of where their current relationship is?
Well, I think the main thing homeowners really have to understand is that if you decide to renew your mortgage at a new lender, you need to get requalified. And if you have to get requalified, that means passing a new mortgage stress test at today's mortgage rates. So if you have a mortgage that is 5 years old, chances are the interest rates attached to that are going to be different than what's on offer today. And if it turns out that maybe your financial situation is deteriorated, combining that with a higher stress test, it could make it very difficult to get into a more favorable mortgage.
There are many, many differences between fixed and variable, and then under variable, even adjustable. But one of them that's really relevant are the penalties associated with breaking the mortgage. Can you give us a sense of what that penalty could look like on variable versus what it could look like on fixed?
Well, with the variable penalty, it's usually a few months of interest. With a fixed mortgage, you could be paying tens of thousands of dollars because you're looking at trying to replace some of the interest that you're no longer going to be paying to your lender. So it's really important to try and time your switch to the end of your mortgage term. If you can do that, you should not have a problem. You should not be paying too many penalties. But if you try to break your mortgage in the middle of it, your lender is not going to like that. And chances are your bank account is not going to like it either.
Yeah. On fixed in particular.
Fixed is usually the bad one. I remember last year when the market was going crazy, people are trying to refinance. And you would hear these horror stories of people getting hammered with $30,000, $40,000 penalties. And that can really wipe out the benefit of renewing somewhere else.
How much time should one allow? So, you know, your mortgage is coming due. It's, 6 months into the future. When do you start doing the work?
The general guiding principle is a few months. If you start too early, you'd say 6 months, chances are that rates might not be in the same spot once it's time to renew. But if you give yourself 3 months, that should give you time to compare lenders, compare what's on offer, and give yourself the confidence that when you finally get your renewal notice from your bank, which has to come at least 3 weeks before your renewal date, you'll be able to make a more confident decision.
There are many features and benefits out there depending on the product. There's payment vacations, there's lump sums, there's, you know, adding on a HELOC, all those sorts of things. Which of those features are the most compelling that you really should, you know, based on circumstance, you really should learn more about?
Well, I would say mortgages, with a lot of things involved with personal finance, there's no right answer for everybody. What you need to do is dig into the details, and I would be looking for flexibility in terms of changing your payments, in terms of arrangements that you might be able to make with your lender in case things do go south with your finances or your mortgage, because having that flexibility will allow you to, maybe you can change your payments, maybe you can change your payment frequency and give yourself some breathing room if you need it.
What's your view on adding in a home equity line of credit?
When variable rates are rising, HELOC debt can become a real anchor around a homeowner's neck. It's great to have when you have some sort of certainty that your interest rates are not going to spike and whatever you use your HELOC money for won't end up, you know, becoming way more expensive than you budgeted for. But it is a nice little lifeline. You know, if you need to update your property, if there is a financial emergency that you need to pay for, it's a reliable way of tapping into your home's equity and putting it towards something that you desperately need it for.
I want your perspective on the fixed versus variable question that I received yelled at me in the street. And I know that you and I would both preface any answer by, it depends. It depends on 14,000 things. But at the very highest level, how would you answer that question for someone?
Okay, well, I think historically, people have opted for variable rates because they tend to be cheaper. The rate tends to be a little lower than the fixed rate. And you can save some money that way. I know interviewing mortgage brokers for years, a lot of them opt for variables. Now, having said that, if you are in a rate scenario where those rates are rising, then you don't necessarily want to be in a variable. So in those moments, you can always opt for a short-term fixed rate loan. You know, Canadians love their five-year fixed rate loans, but that's not the only fixed rate out there. So you can always tap in, go for a two-year or a three-year fixed rate if you're unsure about variables. Then by the time your term winds up, you might have a few more options on the table.
The housing market in so many parts of this country, if it has pulled back a bit, oh well, it is overall significantly higher price-wise than it was a decade ago. And some people would like to withdraw some equity as a part of this mortgage process because they may have bought for $300 and now their place is worth $1 million or $700 or whatever the number is. What notes of caution would you have on that approach?
Again, I would think about your rate, what you're going to be paying now versus what you might be paying 6 months or a year from now, and work that into your budget. I would also make sure that what you're taking your home equity out for has value. I would be very suspicious if you're taking money out, you know, necessarily to spend on something discretionary or something that's going to depreciate over time. If you have the ability to take out your equity and put it towards something that's going to increase in value, that's probably a stronger bet than putting it towards something else.
Just before we go here, all Canadians who are looking at mortgages would know that the banks offer these products. They may be less aware about the alternative lenders who have a pretty significant market share in this country and that mortgage brokers do a lot of work with. But what about private lenders? What about the, you know, the access to mortgage financing that is less conventional?
Well, once you start getting away from the chartered banks and you go to your B lenders, and then you drop down into your private lenders, every time you go down a level, your interest rates and your fees and your penalties tend to increase quite significantly. So if you're going to reach out to a B lender or a private lender, you have to understand these are usually short-term loans. Your interest rate is going to be significantly higher than what you're probably going to pay at a big six bank. And if it comes time to renew, you could be faced with some pretty gnarly penalties that a lot of borrowers who deal with private lenders aren't necessarily ready about or ready for. And it's also safe to, or important to point out that B lenders and private lenders are not regulated at a federal level. Mm.
And I don't know who you'd put in the bucket of B lenders, but there are massive alternative lenders like First National or Street, or there's a whole list of them. They're actually more competitive than the banks on rates.
Precisely. Yeah, absolutely. And they make their business by helping people that the banks can't necessarily help. So it's certainly not a knock on the space. It's not a knock on those lenders. There is just a little bit less regulation. And it's also important to throw credit unions into this bucket because credit unions are provincially regulated. So they run with a few different standards, and they tend to give their members a little more wiggle room when it comes to getting their mortgages approved.
Really good point. Clay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Clay Jarvis is NerdWallet Canada's personal finance expert. And we were talking mortgages in these crazy times.